just specifically for the area, given that he's 10 years in the business. One moment while I get Jesse.
Thank you.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Jonathan. Sounds like you know my name. I am one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. So your file was actually just sent over to me by Jan. He wanted me to go ahead and apply this promotional rate that he put in for your established company. But so just to kind of go over the file a little bit. So you were a previous client of ours, and you're calling for someone else?
I signed up with you guys to do, I think to get my company to rank locally. It was years and years and years ago. It was even pre-COVID. And it was specific to Google search. I don't know if it'll show up. It was a company called Jonathan Company Home.
I have all of your information here still.
You knew that was me?
Yes. Correct.
Oh, how did you know that was me?
Well, because of your phone number. So it comes up with your phone number.
Oh, that's weird because your system said it didn't recognize my phone number. I was surprised.
Is that what Jan told you? That it didn't recognize
it? No, your automated system didn't. That's okay. I'm happy that you know. It doesn't matter. I was just surprised. So
maybe it just told you that because you're not actually currently paying. It might do that. I don't know. But
it's normally friends treat me the same way. So I get that. So here's what happened. So years ago, I had never really wanted to build a brand out on Google per se, being localized. And I had decided that I was going to go back into the design build construction business. So it was important for me to rank locally or at least have exposure locally. And I had heard about your company somewhere. I'm always doing research because I've got a lot of different things that I do. I'm very into marketing, and friends tend to call me and ask me for marketing advice or how to kind of move ahead in a specific direction. I've always remembered your company. I think what you guys did was amazing. It was super quick. You were able to do a lot in a very short period of time for a reasonable number. I changed, and that's why after the 90 days, I didn't stay with Local Splash, because I think even when I had signed up, they said to me, look, you're going to need to do at least this to show up. And then, you know, after that, they were like understanding that I might leave. I have not focused on building that company. I can share something with you fast forward. Mm-hmm. I have been doing some landscape design build work. I had a client that went on and left a one-star Google review, lied that said that it's a horrible review. And it literally like was a gut punch and just kind of really messed with my mind when it comes to kind of Google reviews and all that. I know there's pros and cons in that. I actually had hired a company to try and get it removed. But what I ultimately did, I didn't answer it because I didn't want to play a game back and forth on Google. It's 100% lies. I could take him to court for slander. Ironically, him and his wife are attorneys, retired attorneys. I literally have a document that I probably what's going to wind up happening is I'm probably going to wind up, it's been like 2-3 years now. I'm going to probably go ahead and post an answer and post what was actually a written audit of the job, and his response to my audit was, I'm not paying you anymore. Okay. I don't chase windmills like that. I let it go. It was, he had two responses. One on a $50,000 job. One was, return the IKEA bag of rocks that you took out of my garden. Guess what? We had it and I returned it. And then was the audit. And when I provided the audit, when actuality, we did probably $5,000 plus an extra work for him that he didn't pay for. I said, I'll leave it up to you. I was looking for a $1,000 final payment. I said, I'll leave it up to you as to what you decide you want to do. He goes, we're even. The next day, his wife reached out to me and wanted me to start replacing plants that had died in their yard because they were away. And I was like, wow. Like, where does this end?
Wow.
I'm like, no.
Wow.
So he then responded with the review. So anyways.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. So, that's pretty crazy, though. So you took out some rocks to replace them, and that's why he got, like, flipped out over some rocks?
No. It was the total, the total job was I would say it's like a 35 to $50,000 job. It was a complete renovation of a landscape. We did the whole landscape. We finished almost everything. It got to, as we were in the job, we added some things that I just did on my own because, like, they were an older couple and there were some stones on the side yard that were uneven and dangerous. And I said, look, I'm going to have my guys fix these for you because I just want to do that. That's on me. If I choose to do that at my expense, I do that. But we were completely friendly. We were, like, super, super friendly. They went away. I had guys go to the house. I checked the job. We finished the whole job completely, and it got to – what really happened on the job was he was in the hillside. I grew up in Encino in the same neighborhood. I happened to know, and he was told this when we started, that a neighbor's house two doors down from him slid into the neighborhood below, two houses actually. So in my contract, I was very cautious to say, you know, we want to be very careful about landslides, blah, 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 all this, yada, yada. So I protect me and I protect them, right? So we got to doing some irrigation work, and I don't know if you know anything about sprinklers, but typically you have water that comes in from the street that's shut off by the city services. You're not supposed to touch that shutoff. Normally it comes into the house and then there's another secondary shutoff, so you can shut it off in an emergency. And that then shuts off sprinkler lines and house lines. Okay?
Okay.
We went to go and start work on a sprinkler valve, which was kind of material as part of my proposal, and there was no way to shut the water off other than the street. We called the Department of Water Power out. They came out. They said to him, your landscaper's absolutely right. He's not allowed to touch it. It's against the law. You can't do it. So I said to the client, I said, I need you to have your plumber come and install a shutoff, or I will not touch your sprinklers. I'm not about to assume the liability of you not being able to shut it off. He then relied on his gardener and the plumber to say, you don't need it. And I said, I can't do your sprinklers for you. So he then, so that kind of started the rub between us. Then my guys were digging to plant a plant in the backyard, and there was a sprinkler wire that was 18 inches underground. It's right in my contract. I'm not responsible for that because how the hell do I know where a sprinkler wire is? And it was, so one valve wasn't working. I said, look, my guys are happy to fix it. I have everything in writing too. I'm happy to fix it. We'll fix it. No. I'm just going to have my gardener do it. What was amazing is his gardener, we didn't know where the cut was. His gardener was able to find exactly where it was instantly. How the hell did he know that?
Because he was messing with it? Or?
I don't know. So we got past that. We got past the irrigation stuff. We got past all the work that was done. My proposals are very detailed. I break every item, line item out, price line item, 5 of these, 10 of these, yada, yada, yada. We put all the work in. They were totally happy. The job was finished. They had gone, I don't remember if we had finished the job or they went away a couple times during the job. We were in the heat of the summer. So there was a sprinkler issue was definitely a problem. And then we got towards the end of the job and I was like, okay, I'd like to get my final payment, which was $1,000. In the beginning, he tried to change my payment schedule and leave $6,000 as my final payment. But I've been in this business too long to know better than doing that. I just have too much experience. So I had $1,000 final payment at the end, and he just said he didn't want to pay it. The next day, his wife sends me an email after he said he wasn't going to pay the audit, basically, that I provided to him to prove that we did all of the work and more, right? He made the comment about the bag with the – he had no intention of making a final payment. None.
Yeah.
The bag
yeah.
of rock was almost like the bag of rock was almost like, I know you don't have that bag of rock. Surprise, I got your bag of rock. I mean, we, when we demo a job, we put materials in IKEA bags to save them. not many contractors do that. And these were kind of semi-decorative rocks that he may have wanted to use, so I saved them. I mean, again, I'm not stupid. I've been in the business too long. If you look at all of the other reviews that are there, I'm going to back up. So the next day, his wife sent me an email saying that there were, he had actually asked also, there were 10 5-gallon plants that looked sad. They weren't dead yet. They had gone away for 10 days. Nobody watered their yard. Mind you, I didn't do the sprinkler work because I wouldn't do the sprinkler work. His gardener did the sprinkler work. Now they want me to replace the plants, and my response was, why should I replace the plants if you don't even want to make pay me my final payment?
Right.
That's how it ended. And he left the nasty review purely to be vindictive. I tried twice with letters to get rid of it. One time, so what was really screwed up is twice Google removed it. I don't know whether it was because of him or whatever, but it was removed. And I felt okay again. I was appreciative. Then some third-party company called BuildZoom picked it up, claimed it as their own, put it under another company name of mine, not even Jonathan Company Home. I fought them, beat them, basically saying, you have no right to put this review there. It's just for every reason you have no right. Was able to get them to remove it and remove my name off of there. It was very, very shady. What they do is they must have algorithms that allow them to go and host all the names of all these companies as if they're signed up to be a member of BuildZoom.
Yeah.
But then when you go in to log into BuildZoom, I had to register in order for them to then review to remove the review. And I said, no, and I got it removed. It's a shame because BuildZoom could have been a positive for me, but they were starting off dishonestly. So when I don't know how BuildZoom's algorithm picked it up, but when BuildZoom picked it up, it showed up on Google again. So it kept disappearing and reappearing on Google. It lived in electronics land, but never really disappeared. The ironic thing of all of this is one of my clients at the time is a vice president at Google. I mean, he would have left me a raving review. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to call him and say, hey, can you help me? It's like I've had friends that are police officers. I don't say, hey, can you fix my ticket? It's not my nature. My father called me, my 95-year-old father called me a mensch for a reason. It's just kind of who I am. But the review really stung me and my drive to build Jonathan Company Home, which was in essence going to be a new brand, kind of me reinventing my design build contractor construction side. It took about a year, 2 years to go through just kind of waiting to see what he was going to do. I wasn't really pushing a lot of work. I finally just realized, that the best thing to do was to reach out to past customers and leave reviews. So all the other reviews you see there are me asking those clients for reviews. And if you read some of them, that's the real me. I've known you for 30 years. You still take care of my issues for me. It's not what you said. So I don't know what I didn't call you for this, but I'm happy to share it.
I mean, the best thing that you can ever do with bad reviews is just reply to them. Unfortunately, there's not a lot that you can do as far as taking them off, because the only people that can ever take them off is the person who left them. So it's like we even have that problem with our company, you know, where like competing companies have left bad reviews on our Google business profile in an effort to make us look bad, and they've never been a client of ours or anything like that. You know, and all we can do is reply to them, right? And, you know, hope that the people that are looking at them see the reply and know that it wasn't legitimate, right? So,
I would in the future. It was a gut punch at the time. And it just it was a gut punch. Let me tell you, it was just knowing what I did for them, knowing how much I did, knowing what I left on the table, knowing that he didn't pay the thing, and to then the next day go and leave. That was, I mean, I could take him to Judge Judy and sue him for slander, because I can show you one document or two that is the audit proving that I provided everything for them and more, and then him just saying I'm not gonna pay. I mean,
yeah.
But it's not worth. It's not. I wasn't raised to believe in attorneys, and it's not my nature to do that. I think at this point, because I did have a company that was going to try and remove it, since they can't, I might leave a response to it, and I'll leave the copy of the document that is the audit. It shows this is what was provided the client. What he's saying is absolutely false. It's a lie. But see, then what happens is he then gets that. He then responds to it, and it becomes a pissing match online. And your life is public when I really don't care for it to be. So I either need to, but I think I've lost work from it, because he's outright calling me a thief. It's shocking to me. But again, I didn't call you about that, per se. I called because I have people that always ask me that are, ask me for marketing advice, what to do, how to generate leads, and because I've done several things, and I have a friend that I'm calling for that has no website right now. He has a junk removal service similar to Got Junk, but he's able to do, you know, construction debris, and he's not been able to build out a website, and he's very interested in more business. And you guys were the first ones that I thought about. So I just want to kind of get up to date as to what your costs were, what were associated, you know, what are associated with them. I'm able to do it for him, and you probably will wind up talking to me more than him even in the future, because I will definitely help him with it. I had created what I thought was a more brandable name. His is just his name, Services, which I don't think is very brandable. I actually own the .com, truckforjunk.com, which I think is a lot more brandable. So I don't know whether we would build out a website, truckforjunk.com, and then I'll just hire him as a sub to do it. He can't change the name on the truck because of transportation requirements. Like, let's say you have a truck and it's got a license on it. If you put a different name on it, doesn't associate with the license, they ticket you at the dump.
Wow, really?
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Him and I can get past that. You know, I'm sure there's a way. So I don't know whether it will be build Truck for Junk, a website and marketing and everything that goes along with it to generate leads and then drive the leads to him, or it will be building out the name of his company as a company and junk services. So either way, the pricing is the same. I'm just curious kind of where you guys are, what those numbers are, what's entailed, starting from scratch.
Yeah, okay. So here, let me just ask you this real quick, too, about your company. Are you not doing business for your company as of right now? Or
no, I'm doing business. I'll explain a little bit more about myself. I have over 900 URLs. I have several different companies. I've been in business for myself since I was 18, excuse me. Actually even younger than that. I have done a lot of different things. I'm 59 now. I tell people that I'm affected by squirrels. I own affectedbysquirrels.com. I own affectedbysquirrels.com. Hold on one second. Let me just answer this, because it's one of my guys in the field. Give me one minute. I'll be right back.
No problem.
You're speaking Spanish. Just ignore me.
Okay.
Hola, Jose. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien. ¿Qué tal?
Bien, bien. Gordo. Muy gordo.
Perdido.
Muy gordo. ¿Está? ¿Yo se puede llamar usted para atrás después?
No, claro.
¿Más tarde cuándo?
A la hora que sea. No, pero yo estaba dejando el cuestión. I cannot speak here. Because one of the trees dead on a frame.
¿En Freeman? ¿Qué pasó en Freeman?
Está muerto un árbol ahí de frente. Yo no sé si ya estaba, pero ya se ve ahí.
¿Cuál árbol? ¿Grande?
Yeah, I think it's the one to wipe the one of the roots in the front. I think it's a sycamore tree.
¿Es muerto? Oh, yo sabía que es que está ahí en la esquina del garage.
Yeah.
¿Ya terminaron los encinos el hombre de árboles?
No.
Okay, yo están diciendo a ella mucho, ella está muy ocupado. Déjame decir a ella que está un otro árbol que está muerto y maybe ella se puede sacamos. No, no le hace, ella está en problema con niño. Tú llamar a mí y yo pagar a usted, o yo llamar a ella y ella pagar una vez. ¿Ya faltó? Ella no está en la casa. Ella está viviendo con la papá en la playa. No le hace. Yo ayudar. Yo llamar para atrás, ¿ok?
Ok,
no le hace. Sorry about that.
No, no problem. I am... I've lived in Southern California my whole life. You would think I would know Spanish, but I don't. I should probably learn, though.
No, don't do it to yourself. I grew up in Encino, and I'm about as white a kid as you can imagine, and I started a gardening right at 18, so I kind of got stuck having to learn Spanish. Luckily, I was able to learn it, and, you know, I'm able to communicate with these guys, so...
super helpful.
So I have a lot of different things that I do. I am kind of also in this discussion with you about his company, learning a little bit more for me and myself as to where I want to go, because I have some options as to what I want to do next. So I have a company called Fence Fabric. It's a printed vinyl that I invented 10 or 11 years ago. It was knocked off about 3 years into it. I just kind of stuck my head in the sand. I have the Jonathan Company, which was landscape focused. I did huge projects way in the past, had 60 full-time people. I kind of put that to bed for a little while. Then I said, okay, maybe I need to go back into it. I created Jonathan Company Home because I really wanted to create more of a brand that was all things residential and do more architectural design and interior design, not interior like fabric, but more interior design, but still also landscape. I wrote a book called The California Lawn Diet. I have that as a website. So I have several things that I can do, but right now, kind of this month, I'm trying to decide what direction I want to go. That's aside from this whole Truck for Junk thing. And maybe Truck for Junk is just me building out Truck for Junk and doing all lead generation. Because this kid'll go do 10 jobs a day if he's got the work. It doesn't matter. So I knew when he talked about needing a website and having that local exposure, you guys have always stuck in my brain because you did such a fantastic job so quickly with Jonathan Company Home that you guys have just stuck in my brain. Especially for that kind of localized targeting, targeted presence, if you will, or first page, as you will, first page of Google. As far as me and what I'm going to do, I have one app idea that's not so much about generating income as it is about downloads. That's one marketing direction. I am talking to a couple of other companies about that. I did just reach out to a company to find out pricing on apps. I don't think you guys build apps or design apps. I think you're more localized.
So here's the thing is actually for you, because I mean my idea from just kind of everything I'm hearing is that for his company, I would suggest the package that you previously had. And then for you, I would actually suggest Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed?
No.
Well, so Google Guaranteed.
Let's go back for a second. What is the package that I did and what's the cost? And let's include at least building out a one-page website for him.
Yeah, absolutely. So the great thing with this is it does include a fully five-page customized website. So we've upgraded a little bit since you were last with us. Let me text you this, actually. It's kind of an example of a website that we can do that's included with the package. The text I'm sending you, The one you're going to want to press on, it's going to say Morgan Electric CA. That's just kind of a client example. But essentially, what I could do for you is actually the $299 month to month. The first month, it does have a one-time setup fee of $99 to program you in. So your initial investment would be $398 and then $299 there going forward. What that does include is the first page of the map section for up to 15 keyword phrases. We do submit the company mm-hmm. with the most popular directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We'll get the company with sponsored Facebook ads, with Bing's first page, and then with mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa, as well as this website that I just sent over to you right now. So that would all be included
Great.
With
very,
that.
Very, very, that's a very clean lead generation page. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. I love our new websites. They're great. You know, and that's why I think you came back at just the right time, because before we did have that one-page website that we included with a lot of the packages, but thankfully we were able to upgrade and kind of expand on our websites. And the wonderful thing with our websites now is that in the reporting dashboard, I don't know if you remember at all, but the programs, they do come with a reporting dashboard. And in the reporting dashboard, you can change anything you want to your website at any given time. So, and it goes live right away. So if you want to add some photos, you know, change some wording, whatever it may be, you absolutely have the power to do that yourself with your website. If you don't want to, we can take care of it. But you still All right. know that you have that freedom to do that. So
what is the second package after the $299 to $99? Like, what would be the add-on to that? So that gets you guys working definitely minimum 3 months. Obviously, the longer you stay, the more you guys are kind of, you know, poking the bear to keep it active. But what additional ad costs do you have or suggest to generate leads?
Well, so that's what I was saying, Google Guaranteed. I mean, actually, for either one of the businesses, it is the best thing that's on Google now. I know that in the past, it looks like you tried Google Ads. I'm not the biggest fan of Google Ads myself. The Facebook ads have a higher percent conversion across all industries that's included with the $299 package. But the Google Guaranteed, it's a lead generation service, but the major benefit in the leads is that they're exclusive. So they're only sent to you and you don't share them with other companies. And essentially what Google Guaranteed does is it places you at the very top of Google right under the search bar. And then it's showing people looking for you that you're a trusted company through Google. So you've gone through a vetting process to be there, that you're licensed, insured, passed a background check, you know, and that essentially Google is guaranteeing your work and then guaranteeing you a certain amount of leads. So that's actually why it's called Google Guaranteed.
And what's the price for Google Guaranteed?
So Google Guaranteed, it's a $250 application fee. That's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. It does take between 4 and 6 weeks for your application to process. Once the application is processed, here, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, say that again.
4 to 6 weeks, you said?
Yeah, it takes between 4 and 6 weeks for the application to process. Jonathan, your friend, he's also in the West Hollywood area?
No, he actually lives out in the Palmdale, Lancaster area, but the work that he would want would be greater LA. I don't think he's looking for work out in the Lancaster Palmdale area. I can confirm that with him. I don't think the dollar value is as great out there as, LA. So like I just called him to do a job for me in Hollywood Hills. He's sending guys out. Not a problem.
Okay.
What I would probably ask him is what his southernmost distance is.
Okay. Well, that's the great thing, actually with Google Guaranteed, is that you get the ability if you're, so first off, does he have licensing and insurance?
I don't know what the licensing, he's definitely insurance. I don't know what the licensing requirements are on,
I can tell you right now. Hold on 1 second. So it looks like.
I'm definitely let's see, 27, by the way.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, so for the area, it looks actually all he needs is insurance and a background check. So,
yep.
But he can pass a background check, right?
You should be able to.
Okay.
Unless you haven't told me something.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised. Sometimes I get to hour-long conversations with people, and then at the end of it, they're like, yeah, I actually have 6 felonies. I'm like, really? Yeah, I mean, you couldn't have told me that, like, an hour ago. I mean, geez. I actually had a guy one time, I was on the phone with
I'm
him
boring.
For an hour, and at the end of it, he told me that he was convicted of murder. I was like, oh, my gosh, no way. He was a really nice guy, though. I would have never, ever expected in a million years he would have told me that, but...
You know, it's really funny. I had a friend that was living with me when I was younger that told me he did. He was in jail as a kid, and it happened. And it didn't scare me. It didn't change our friendship at all because I understood what the circumstances were. But I promise you, I'm about as boring and clean as, you know, I promise you that. And Sam, my friend, I don't think you're going to have an issue with that either.
Okay.
And actually, Google Guaranteed, I am familiar with Google Guaranteed because one of the best parts of Google Guaranteed is your exposure is right at the top of the page. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's very clearly at the top of the page. Interesting about that because I might want to learn a little bit more about that with my Jonathan Company home and also maybe my fence fabric business because the cost doesn't seem to be too much. And then once that app is done, what is your fee for that?
Well, so first off, so it, like I was saying, it's a lead generation service, right? So there is a cost per lead. So as far as junk removal goes, the cost per lead is going to be, hold on one second, it would be $60. As far as for landscaping, the junk...
Now, hold on, stop. Let me ask a quick question.
Sure.
For the $60, it's a cost per lead, not a closed lead. It's a cost per lead.
Well, so here's the major benefit, Jonathan, in the way that Google Guaranteed has their lead set up. I don't know if you've ever tried, like, Angie's or Home Advisor.
I'm on – Jonathan Company Home is on Angie's now, and I'm not happy with them at all.
Yeah,
at all.
Right. Right. Okay.
It's
trash.
It's bad.
Yeah. It's basically trash. But, you know, I get it. I work with a lot of Angie's clients, so I'm very familiar with how they treat their contractors, and it's kind of just garbage. But, you know, I think Google has really taken out what those other lead generation services have done not the greatest and really flipped that. So with, like, Angie's, what they do actually is they'll buy leads from Google and other contracting sites, and then they send that lead to multiple people in the area that do the same thing, and then sometimes you pay for a lead without even talking to a person. Well, because Google Guaranteed leads are exclusive, they're only sent to you. You're only paying for a lead. The only time you pay for a lead is when you're talking to somebody and they're asking about a price for something you're doing within the service area that you get to set, or if they're setting an appointment with you. So everything else is considered disqualified. So if they're calling outside of your service area, if they call you, you miss the call, you call them back, they found somebody, you know, let's say they're calling and asking about employment, you know, any of that is considered disqualified. And with our program, it just does it automatically, so you don't have to worry about fighting back for a credit or anything like that. So.
Okay, just out of curiosity, what is, since I have you on the phone, hold on one second. I have another sticky note. Gosh, you're making a mess on my desk. What is the Google Guaranteed cost per lead for landscape design?
Yeah, so for landscape, it would be, hold on. It's $53.33 for the cost per lead. Now, sorry, what were you going to say?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, so I just want you to know, Google does have a required prepaid minimum budget of 13 leads. This is just a Google requirement, but that doesn't mean that you're paying for 13 leads every month unless you take on all 13 leads. So essentially for Google Guaranteed, the first month it would be the $250. Then once your account is up and running for, let's just say landscaping for yours, it would be $696. For his, it would be $783. And then the third month after that, if you just took on one lead, then you would only pay the 53 or he would only pay the 60 and the remaining 12 would roll over into the next month.
And you can choose the lead as the lead is provided to you. You can choose, because that's one of the things with Angelus is they send me these opportunities, and sometimes the opportunities have nothing to do with landscape or construction. And I know LA really well. Like, you can name an intersection and I can tell you the closest right turn food, or I can tell you the demographics in pretty much any neighborhood in all of LA, the whole LA region. So I'm really, really aware. Junk is a little bit different. Doesn't matter as much. My targets for landscape are much, much more focused. There's neighborhoods that it just doesn't pay for me to go talk to anybody there. Am I able to target those Google leads like that too?
Absolutely. So that's the great thing with Google Guaranteed is you can set your zip codes and cities wherever you want. And if somebody is calling outside of any of those zip codes that you set, then that's not considered qualified. So, essentially with Google Guaranteed, if you're licensed and insured or just insured for California, then you can be seen in all of California. Now, obviously, you're not going to want to be seen in all of California, but, it's like I live in Orange County, and if I search plumbers right now, I can see plumbers all the way in San Diego. So, you can absolutely be seen and get those zip codes wherever you want, in whatever city or zip code.
All right, well, I might, not today, but I might follow up with you on this and just go ahead and cancel my Angie's List because it's crap. And because I'm not spending a lot, but I'll roll the dice with if I decide that I want to do the landscape, right?
Okay.
And work with you on that. This is all something that I will share with him on his leads, but I really like the idea of the local splash and the website. He paid somebody else to do a website and they've done nothing. And I wanted to tell you what he paid for a website. So you guys would be a joy to him. I just need to have a conversation with him as to what it is that he wants to build. And I'm curious to you. So right now it's just his name, such and such services. Do you feel that that is better, or do you feel that it would be better to build a brand out? Should I work with him and spend the money and build Truck for Junk, which I love, or even the logo and everything, and then just send the leads to him? I mean, send the closed deals to him.
I mean, honestly, I couldn't necessarily give that advice. I mean, I think the name sounds better, personally. I mean, if I was just looking for a junk removal, I would probably go with something that sounded a little bit catchier. But, I just can't, give you that advice. Because I just don't want to give you bad advice. But
That's all right. That's all right. I mean, I think I'm going to say something that's going to sound really horrible. Unfortunately, when you have a name that is Hispanic, and I don't mean this. I mean, please don't take. I think that people take advantage of that and of people in that culture. I think when you're more of a brand, they see you as a little bit more professional, regardless of, your name could be Quasimodo. It doesn't matter. You could have murdered somebody like we're talking about. It doesn't matter. If it's, I own Truck for Junk as a brand, and I also did another one that I thought targeting, parents and kids and things like that. And the other one is called Twash Truck, T-W-A-S-H Truck, T-W-U-C-K, Mommy, Look at the Twash Truck. As you see the kids on the side of the freeway. So I think more in branding terms, that's how my brain works, where, other people don't necessarily. So it's a conversation that I'll have with him because there's those issues about the name on his truck associated with his, it's actually not Caltrans license, but it's a state vehicle licensing requirements for the truck. And if the name doesn't match the number on the truck when you go to the dump, they can actually write you a ticket.
Okay, so it was just like originally what he set it up as, right? And he can't pay to get that change?
I'll figure all that out with him because I really think that building a business on the brand, and maybe that's something that I work out with him, maybe I'll do a little bit. I'm trying to reinvent myself now, so I have these opportunities. He would do it for me. I've got him and actually another landscaper that wants me to generate a bunch of work for them there. He's up in the Thousand Oaks area. So again, I'm just at this point where do I want to be? Like, do I want to sign back up with you guys and go sell a bunch of Jonathan Company jobs? Well, if I sell the Jonathan Company jobs, then I have to do the Jonathan Company job. And that's where lazy me would rather be home in my lazy boy taking a nap.
Well, to be honest. That's kind of the great thing, though, Jonathan, about Google Guaranteed itself, is you can always turn on and off your leads. So that is kind of the similar thing with Angie's, is, you know, at any time you can turn on and off your leads. So if you're not wanting to do jobs and just kind of focus on this, you'll still be on Google. It just takes away the green check mark, and then Google is not guaranteeing your work, and it pushes you to the bottom. So then once you turn your leads on, it pushes you back up to the top, and then Google is guaranteeing your work. So you do always have that option. But so just to let you know as well, if you said his name was Sam, right? Correct?
Yeah.
So for Sam, if he wanted to do Google Guaranteed, he would have to do our monthly package for at least the first 2 months because he doesn't have any current online presence. So if he did that, the $299 package with the $99 setup fee, if he wanted to do that with Google Guaranteed, I could go ahead and give him a reduced rate on that for just $249 and waive the setup fee if he did the Google Guaranteed with it. For you, you're able to do just the Google Guaranteed by itself because you already have an online presence with Google Business Profile and some reviews and stuff. So you don't have to worry about doing any of our monthly packages. And that does also still include a website, a fully five-page customized website. So I know you have kind of a little landing page here, but we can still get you, you know, a fully five-page customized website for this company as well.
For Jonathan Company Home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second. You said a little landing page. Let me see. Jonathan Company Home.
Well, it's connected to your Google Business Profile. Well, okay, so it's Jonathan Company Home, right? Under your phone number.
You don't like my website?
I don't like it. It's just you know.
You're a meanie. I was starting to like you. I'm just kidding.
No.
Don't take anything serious.
It's all right.
I believe in you guys.
Something a little bit more together.
I believe in you guys already. I will definitely be talking to Sam and follow up with him about what I think that he should do. Numbers I'm not worried about at all. I don't think he's worried about it. If I call him up and say do it, he'll do it. I don't want to jump right away. I want to have a conversation with him about, you know, what he should do. Should he rework the trucks and have the license? Should I spend the money and generate the leads and then just subcontract him to pick up? And I would put right on the website, we use third-party companies to pick up the trash. You know what I mean? I think building a brand of trash truck or, because it's fun marketing, or truck for junk, I think it has a lot greater long-term. I think it's better to build a brand that way than just under your name. So that's a conversation that I would have with him and then go from there. Can you make sure that you send me your contact information so I have it? I had reached out a few years ago when I was going to start kind of pushing you guys a little bit more, and somebody sent me an email. It was a woman I spoke to. I forget who it was. She told me about if I referred you guys, you know, getting a credit or whatever, blah, 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 blah. Like, if there's anything you have, you can provide me that. It's great if you do. If you don't, I don't care. I still believe in you guys and what you do. So don't think that's going to sway me, okay?
No. So we do typically give a credit. I'm not exactly sure how that would work with Google Guaranteed. If anything, I would say that it would work more in the aspect of, like, you know, giving him the credit and then
I'm talking about the other. I'm talking about the other monthly. Because I have several people that reach out to me that ask my advice. And, you know, if I do decide to just start pushing a little bit, there's not a lot, but there's a few that I can do. So just if there is information about that, let me know. If it's not available on the Google Guaranteed, that's fine. I'm okay with that. I don't accept any opportunities from Google anymore. I mean, from Angie's List, because they're a racket. They're, a lot of them are fake, I think. And I think my base with them is $300 a month. So I have no problem jumping up to $600 a month for that first month. If I just have to decide, I can't decide this second if I want to start building Jonathan Company Home again. I have to decide if that's something that I want to do. I've grown up and gone back to being a child, and now I kind of have to grow back up again and decide what I want to do. if that makes sense. I'm trying to reinvent me and really decide what I want to do. Also, just today, I just applied to possibly rent a property up in Lincoln, California, which is up by Sacramento. And if I do, so I would live basically both places, part-time there, part-time here. If I did go up there, I'm definitely interested in local search again. I'll set up another company up there, and I will definitely do the Google stuff, because there's literally thousands of new homes being built up there. And where I do now custom residential remodel on landscapes, I would just create a new business that just does new housing, and kind of reinvent myself up there. But I'm almost 60, and I don't want to work. So do I want to be poor and free, or do I want to go back to working really hard and have money? That's what I have to decide.
Well, I mean, it's hard in California. I don't know if you have just, you know, something stockpiled, but, I mean, it's definitely not cheap to live here, so.
No, it's not. And I grew up here. I grew up in L.A. So it's you know, a lot of it is just deciding to be smart. The app idea is something that I think can easily get, if the right person likes it, I think it can easily get 1 million downloads, and I have a follow-up business for it that is a subscription-based business, but I don't have to start it selling something. I can offer it for free and be very happy offering it for free. I just have to see what the costs are associated with building it and then managing it for, say, 6 months type of a thing. I don't know. Are you on TikTok at all?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in TikTok? Yeah, I like TikTok a lot. So
I guarantee you know
who Mama Todd is.
Yeah,
Okay, so shoe lover, Mama Todd. I have a very, very strong feeling, because I follow Mama Todd as well. It's in my For You page. I have a very, very strong feeling that someone like Mama Todd would see my app idea, flip over it, and comment about it. And if that was to happen, I'd have 1 million to 2 million downloads overnight. So part of the research that I'm doing today, too, is reaching out to a couple of other marketing companies that do that. So I don't know if you guys do any TikTok marketing at all. Maybe I need to talk to you about that. But that, I know I have to have the app done first, and then basically build out that exposure.
Yeah. So, I mean, we don't personally do anything here with TikTok. And if you want to do anything, you should really talk to my sister. She's more all into that. I mean, at one time she had like 50,000 followers or something. I've never been like that.
Okay.
I don't post.
I just watch.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I love TikTok. I just think it's kind of addicting, so I try not to get on it too often, you know, but unfortunately I'm a millennial, you know, we're all like addicted to our phones, you know, so
right.
I try to stay away from it as much as possible, but it is, I know that
so
as far as marketing goes, it's probably going to be super useful for something like that for sure.
Oh yeah. I can't even tell you the idea though, but if I told you the idea, you'd be like, oh my God, that's so simple. It's stupid. It's an idea I've had for a long time, but I knew I needed to have a certain amount of money to do it right, right? I didn't want to do it halfway. I didn't want to be struggling to do it. So I've kind of been waiting for some other things to happen to make sure that the revenue was there to do it. So it's very different than what I'm talking about with it. That's the problem that I have. I've got so many different ideas and so many different ways that I can go. it doesn't, the conversation doesn't compare to contracting. But I could do, I could hop back on board with you guys, have you help me do some marketing for Jonathan Company Home, answer that Nimrod's, you know, thing and say, here's the letter, you know, so that I don't lose work again, if that's the case. And people are smart. They read between the lines. And, you know, I can go out and sell five jobs and generate $1 million worth of work, but then I have to do the work. You know what I'm saying? Then I have to, then I have to produce it. So I can sell work super easy. And I can do the work. I've done the work before. It's just whether my brain and my body want to. My body would rather be sitting eating triple berry cake. My brain would rather be just numbed out. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't, it's not about that. It's just kind of being in the right mental space. So just to close, so I don't take up too much of your time. I love talking to you. I'm definitely going to follow up with
I've enjoyed it too.
And have the conversation and have, and follow up on the conversation to have you guys kind of get on board with him with that. But I want to find out what the best direction is. So that's one. Secondly, I should probably do the Google guaranteed. I'll cancel Angie's List, do the Google guaranteed, but give me a week or so to kind of decide what I'm going to do. I just, like I said, I just applied for a second rental, like a second property, basically. It was really weird. I totally random looked up on Zillow, and because I actually went up Friday to go look at a property to buy, that's not going to pan out. And I just by fluke looked up Zillow rentals, and there's an acre of, imagine an acre, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with a 2-car garage and a workshop for $1,900 a month. So I actually just applied. I actually just right in the neighborhood that I want to be, right in the neighborhood. So I actually just applied for that. If I get that, then my energy will probably be to market up there, not market here. Because if I market here, then I bury myself here on the construction.
Mm-hmm.
If I market there, it gives me, there's tons of work up there, tons of work. And there's going to be tons of work up there. So, but like you said, I could show up in both places, right? So I am licensed in California. Yeah, actually, if you go online to CSLB and you read the description for my classification, which is C27, I actually wrote it. So that's how involved I've been with the contractor for a long time. So if you can I have your number on my phone, but can you follow up with me on an email to Jonathan Company Home, just so I have this stuff?
I have Jonathan at later.
You have Jonathan at lateralperspectives.com?
Yes.
Yeah, you can do it there, or you can also do it at info@jonathancompanyhome.com. Either place, doesn't matter.
Okay.
I have a lot of email addresses.
So, I mean, do you think that at all you might be able to figure out anything by Friday?
Maybe if you want to follow, I'm kind of, again, being spontaneous. I was going to go back up there, but you would not be bothering me texting me. I enjoy talking to you. So if you don't mind just texting back and forth, I will, I don't even know what day it is. Today's Tuesday. I will have a conversation with Sam, at least, and suggest to him that he should onboard with you guys. But I want to have, very interesting. Hold on one second. That wonderful deal that I just told you about, the rent was posted wrong.
Oh, no way, really?
It's $29.50 a month, not $19.50 a month. Anyways.
Yeah.
These
days it is too good to be true. It's like,
right,
it's just so insane. So crazy.
That's okay. Everything happens for a reason, see? Now that helps me decide. So you are not bothering me just sending me a text and saying, hey, Jonathan, or an email. I'm at my desk every morning, like 4 or 5 o'clock. I will try and get something resolved. Why don't you, tomorrow's Tuesday, maybe if you want to reach out with me Thursday so we don't wait till Friday at the last minute.
Okay. Okay. Actually, okay. Tomorrow's Wednesday, by the way.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say follow up with me tomorrow. I follow up with me Thursday, if that's okay. And
yeah,
see if
no,
I can. Sam is going to be easy.
The only reason I asked. Well,
okay,
so I just asked because next week I'm actually going to be off. I have surgery coming up, so I just wanted to be able to take care of you before that came up. So
okay.
Normally I'm not this open, you know, about telling people that stuff. I mean, I'll still be here.
No, that's fine. I'll share with you. I'll share with you. My friend's boyfriend is going in for hernia surgery next week. Don't tell me you're having
okay.
hernia surgery.
No. No,
well,
not,
everything
not,
else is okay.
Yeah, it'll be fine. But I, you know, I just definitely want to make sure you're all taken care of before, because I might be out for a couple of weeks. So, you know,
okay.
if we can take care of that before I go out, that would be helpful, you know. So
I just
want
to have the two
yeah.
conversations with Sam about, see, now I've answered whether I'm going to be moving up there right away, so that's not happening. And,
okay.
I'll just take my time and wait and find property. I'm telling you, I've got a lot of different things that I can do. I need to kind of just think them out.
Okay.
But I might pull the trigger for both of us. I want to have a conversation
okay.
with him about, does he want to build Samuel Montoya, blah, 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 or does I want to build Splash Truck or Truck for Junk? I know that if somebody gets video of a little kid going, look, mommy, twash, fuck. You know, that's
yeah.
the kind of thing. It's going to go viral and you get exposure. So, I'll have a conversation
Absolutely.
With him. You are of very few people that I even say this to, but I enjoy you taking the time with me. You can just text me and say, hey, Jonathan, you know, what's up? And I'll just answer you back.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Super
okay.
easy. That or email. Okay.
Right. And I did text you over my extension and phone number, so hopefully you have that. Did it come through?
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me look, because I'm on that phone. 1 second. Oh. Jesse, right?
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Yep.
Okay.
I got it.
Awesome.
I'll put you in my phone.
Okay. Okay, great. Jonathan, we'll talk on Thursday then. Okay.
Text me your last name also, so I have it, because one of my best friends' name is Jesse, just so I don't think it's him, because you would not want me responding to you like I respond to him.
Okay, it's in the email I sent, but it's Corcoran, so I just texted it over to you.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
thank
wonderful.
You.
And what time works for
you
on Thursday? Are you more like available in the mornings?
I'm at my desk the latest 5-6 o'clock in the morning. So early day
okay.
before 11 is always better for me.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. I'll send you over
right.
text then, and hopefully we can get something all worked out for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Appreciate your time.
All right. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.